Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob, and you're at the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We'll talk a little bit about Donald Trump today, wanting to run for president on the Republican ticket. And that means he'd have to be pro-life, right? So he's pro-life. Don't worry about that. And just generally, maybe a little bit about public schools, Seattle Public School. They have an Easter egg hunt, but they can't call them Easter eggs. That would violate what they view as their commitment to tolerance and diversity. And so they have to call them spring spheres. Spring spheres. And no, we're not making this stuff up. And when you've got a candidate who's running in a primary as a Republican, and all of a sudden you find out he's pro-life, I mean, you can't make it up. Could you make it up that Donald Trump says he's now pro-life? Could you make it up? Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Arizona today, the Arizona Senate approved the birther bill down there so that anyone running for president would have to prove that they are a U.S. citizen and eligible to run for the office. And hey, Obama sued Arizona, right, for their illegal alien bill. So hey, it's a squid pro quo, I guess. They're just no wonder he sued Arizona for their illegal alien bill. He might be an illegal alien for all we know. I mean, Obama might be, he might be headed to Phoenix for some fundraiser in his motorcade. And some traffic cop might pull him over and ask him to see his birth certificate. So, of course, he had to sue them for that. And so the Arizona Senate, they voted up. They voted yay. They voted to approve the birther bill there. That, I mean, that's just, it's too much. And it dovetails with Donald Trump everywhere asking to see the birth certificate. So it's just funny. 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. You know, these New York City celebrities who want to run for political office, it's funny what they do. I remember when Howard Stern made news, he said he's the entertainer, is it, who hates women and treats women like they're filth in the gutter, and that's why liberals love him so much. Because he hates women, treats them like filth. He said he wanted to run for the governor seat for New York, and he had a two-plank platform. I remember this, because it actually seemed reasonable. He said he wanted to outlaw highway work during the day, during rush hour. You can only work on the highways at night and on the weekends. And he wanted to resume the death penalty, and that was it. He said, once I get those two things accomplished, I'll quit. It was just funny, I thought. I thought it was funny. Well, Donald Trump, a New York City celebrity, has a one-plank platform. Just a one-plank platform. It's just, show me the birth certificate. That's it. That's all he wants. Show me the birth certificate, and I'll be happy, and I'll go home. And so he shot into prominence, and he's now vying with luminaries like Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney for the number one spot, and who's the head of the pack as far as a possible Republican nominee for president. To get that great honor, to be the Republican nominee for president, that great honor, you pretty much have to be pro-life. And so people who are not pro-life, what do? They just lie. All of a sudden, everybody becomes pro-life. It's a primary conversion. It's a primary conversion. That's all it is. I don't mean it's not a secondary conversion. I mean it's a primary conversion, if you know what I mean. So LifeSiteNews.com, they have an article about Trump, Donald Trump, claiming that his pro-life conversion occurred years ago. Now, years ago, you know, he's good with numbers, right? So what number? Years ago? How many years ago? I'd like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know. So let's see here. According to LifeSiteNews.com, despite professing support for abortion for decades, the New York businessman has now claimed that he experienced a conversion on the issue, quote, a number of years ago, unquote. So I want to know how long ago. One thing about me, said Donald Trump, he told Pat Robertson's CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network. CBN, you know, Pat Robertson, he's the one who said Rudy Giuliani would make a good president because they're friends. And remember on CNN, he said that speaking of China's forced abortion program, he actually defended China's forced abortion program. And he said they have a terrible overpopulation problem over there. Oh, and the media didn't mock him for that because they agreed with him on that. To be a liberal, you have to think there are too many Chinese people, too many little Chinese babies being born, and there are too many blacks in Africa, and we need as much foreign aid to provide for birth control and contraceptives as possible, because there are just too many Chinese people. Now there are too many Indians, too, and there are too many blacks in Africa. To be a liberal, you have to believe all that. And to be a Christian conservative, you have to believe that each human being has eternal value and worth in Jesus Christ and has the opportunity to live forever with him, and that he died for us, showing our extraordinary worth. So there's a difference between conservative Christians who actually read and go by the Bible and liberals who think there are just too many Chinese people. And I put Pat Robertson into the liberal category. He's a liberal. Yeah, he became a billionaire off of the backs of Christians who are struggling to pay their bills, who have made him a billionaire. He's now a billionaire. But I put him in a liberal category for saying that Rudy Giuliani would make a great president, even though he's a rabid pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, pro-evolution, pro-godless kind of guy. And for him defending China, even in their forced abortion program, because, you know, they've just got, as liberals will tell you, liberals say, not Christians, liberals say we've got too many Chinese people, and so we got to abort them, whether they want it or not, it's good for them. So even Planned Parenthood has given tens of millions of dollars to China's population control program, which has they have a safety net there. It's called forced abortion, just in case any mom or baby falls through the cracks. They have a safety net, and the safety net there that Planned Parenthood gives millions of dollars for, it's not pro-choice. It's the opposite. It's the, we're from the government and we're here to kill your baby with money from Planned Parenthood. So Donald Trump says he supports the right to life. He's pro-life. He's been pro-life for years now. And I wonder for how many years, because back in 2007, he endorsed Hillary Clinton, remember, as the Democratic nominee for president. That was 2007. So if he's been pro-life for years now, how many years has it been since 2007? Let's see. I went to public school. It's been about 4 years, and that's possible, right? For years, maybe he means 3 years. But then in 2008, he endorsed the most rabid pro-abortion Republican running for the nomination, Rudy Giuliani. So how many years since then? He's been pro-life for years. So that's 2008. That's 3 years. And then how about this? When Barack Obama's, now this is just too much, Barack Obama's chief of staff Rahm Emanuel. Rahm or Rahm? Ramrod. Rahm Emanuel. He's got a 100% pro-abortion rating as a politician. He's running for mayor, and Donald Trump gave him $50,000, $50,000 for a radical lefty like Rahm Emanuel, who's a total child killer, pro-abort. And that was in, let's see, that was in the New York Times in February. So that's 2010. So how many years ago was 2010? This is, let's see, 2010 plus the absolute value of 2011 times negative 2 is 1 year ago. So 1 year ago, he's going a long way toward helping to fund a radical child killer, leftist, liberal, Democrat, like Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff, to be the mayor of Chicago. And that's 1 year ago. So for him to say, I became a pro-lifer a number of years ago, and his story, just like Mitt Romney's story, was a lie. It was obviously a lie. So is Donald Trump's conversion account. It's just a lie. A lot of Christians like to be lied to. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYARDS. 1-800-836-9278. You can check it out at prolifeprofiles.com. Tier 4. Click on more. And there's Donald Trump for you. Let's go to the phones. Author, best-selling author, Greg Jackson. Greg, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. You hit the nail on the head. Republicans do. They like to be lied to. It's you know, Romney, maybe he went to the same scientist at MIT.
Oh, yeah.
Where he claimed that he learned that a baby in the womb was actually a human person possesses an inalienable right to life and not a blob of tissue.
You remember that?
Trump went to see that same researcher.
Yeah. Yeah, Greg, you remember.
You ever think of that?
Yeah, Romney's conversion story was such an obvious lie. And in fact, the research scientist who Romney said he spoke with, that scientist came out and said, you know what? Romney is not telling the truth about the conversation we had about stem cells.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah. And so here, hey, Greg, here's Romney looking at the posters held by pro-life protesters of babies who are chopped to pieces, dismembered, ripped apart by Planned Parenthood, and that doesn't move him. And then he says he had a conversation about a stem cell that you can't even see, and that stem cell moved him to want to save these innocent children.
Hey, it was good enough for National Right to Life and Jim Bopp and Hugh Hewitt and Jay Sekulow and the Bushes and everybody else to jump on the bandwagon, though, wasn't it? So here's the thing, though, Bob.
Yeah.
I have a theory on this.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is no more a pro-life, conservative, Republican, Christian than Barack Obama is. And this just shows you how stupid Republicans are.
Right.
And how desperate they are. Because, listen, here's the thing. First of all, Barack Obama, I don't believe, can be reelected. Why? He obviously, for anybody with even a quarter of a brain, knows that the guy was not born in the United States of America, or else he wouldn't have spent over $2 million suppressing supposed birth certificate that everybody knows that he doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
His family admits that he was born in Kenya. So I believe that Donald Trump, who's an obvious liberal, he's no more conservative than, who's that other, Bloomberg, the mayor. He runs as a Republican, but, he's a real conservative Republican, Michael Bloomberg. Obviously, Donald Trump is a pro-abort, pro-homosexual liberal who knows how stupid the Republicans are and knows that the only way to expose Obama, I believe he's working for, in some capacity, Bob, for the Clintons. The Clintons are very shrewd. They need to get Obama out of the way early enough so that Hillary can get support, and this is the way to do it. See, if it came from a right winger, if he dismissed, but it comes from Donald Trump, and people are saying, "Well, he's pretty reasonable, and
he's
not owned by the pro-family groups."
Now it makes sense that this could help Hillary, but we don't have the evidence, and that kind of accusation, it seems like it needs evidence. Also, I think that Trump, I wouldn't give him that much credit that he's trying to help Hillary. He's just Donald Trump. This is who he is.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, Donald Trump is also a businessman first and foremost who has a lot of assets that can lose a lot of value, and that's his paradigm. That's how he sees the world, is his portfolio up or down.
Right.
Donald Trump's portfolio is way down, and he's shrewd enough and smart
and
enough
by
to
the
know
way,
what's around the corner economically.
Hey, Greg, he reminds me of the Texas billionaire who ran as an independent, Ross Perot.
Ross Perot.
Let me tell you how. When Donald Trump has business partners and they go under, you think he's a stand-up guy to make sure that the loss is shared all around? Or does he rip them off of every penny so that he comes away whole and they lose everything? That's the kind of guy that Donald Trump is. And Ross Perot, you know, he became a billionaire
from Clinton.
Well, before that, he became a billionaire by developing software to manage for the states to manage welfare payments. And rather than sell the software to the states, he leased it to them, effectively getting a percentage of every welfare check written in many of these 50 U.S. states. And that's one of the major ways that he acquired his wealth.
Kind of like Ray Ruddy, Romney's bag man, working with the Bush administration, pushing all of these abstinence programs, but still being part of the administration who raised funding for Planned Parenthood at a greater rate than Clinton did, which, of course, is George Bush. So Donald Trump knows that his economic future is being threatened, and it wouldn't surprise me if, being the pragmatic businessman that he is, if he were trying to make some sort of deal, just like a lot of these corporations, Bob, have done. I mean, GE is part of the largest company in America, is part of the Obama administration.
Yeah, right.
So why wouldn't Donald Trump, one of the largest real estate magnates in the country, want to become part of it? He's no dummy.
Yeah. Government electricity.
Anyway, just a theory, Bob.
Yeah, so, Greg, you know, Trump, he knows, for one thing, he knows that the conservative base likes to be lied to. He knows that if only he has watched politics. When you said Donald Trump is no more pro-life or Christian than Barack Obama, I thought you were going to say than George W. Bush. That's what I thought you would say. And no matter who we substitute there, Bush gave to Planned Parenthood $1 billion, over $1 billion to the nation's leading abortion chain.
And oppose parenthood and let Terry Schiavo die, be murdered by starvation.
Yeah.
The most brutal way you can die.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And then, Greg, on Monday's show, after Friday's last-minute vote, the 11th-hour emergency vote, I talked about that vote and the news that's come out about the continuing resolution funding the rest of this fiscal year has vindicated what I was saying on Monday. To view that as a Republican or conservative victory, first of all, everybody was worried about the doors being shut. It turned out that the vote ensured that Planned Parenthood's doors would remain open. So Planned Parenthood was fully funded by the Republican vote. And Randall Terry, if you recall, the guy who founded Operation Rescue, Randall Terry publicly chastised a pro-life blogger, Jill Stanek, for trying to spin the vote as though it was a great Republican conservative victory.
Bob, as you know, we've been going back and forth with a number of pro-life, pro-family leaders around the country on a thread regarding this Ohio heartbeat bill and other abortion regulations bills that are going around the country to quote unquote limit the number of abortions. What this boils down to, in my humble opinion, Bob, is that Christians are losing the culture war on every single front, and not just on the social issues, but the economic issues as well, for one major reason. And as sad as this may seem and as uncomfortable as this may make people feel, it's because Christians are not willing to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, to stand on his word, to trust him.
Yeah.
And instead, what do? At every turn, see, the parole boards, they never compromise on their beliefs. They never negotiate. But we're all too ready and willing to sit down at the negotiation table with the sons of Satan, the parole boards, the pro-homosexual lobby, and negotiate, okay, well, you can kill these babies, but not these babies. Do you think that the God of the universe, the God of the Bible, is going to bless those type of lukewarm compromise efforts where we don't really aren't really walking by faith? The answer is no.
Right.
We have ourselves to blame. And you know what? Donald Trump is he is what results. People like Donald Trump being the head at the top of the Republican primary next to, and who's number two? Mitt Romney, the guy who ushered in sodomy marriage and the $50 abortion. Think about the sad state of it. What does that say about not only
right.
the Republican Party, but about Christians who are the base, they're the core base of the Republican Party for the last 30 years.
Yeah, for people who forget about Mitt Romney, he authorized tax-funded surgical elective abortion 2 years after he claimed a pro-life conversion. He advocated embryonic stem cell research. He nominates pro-abortion liberal judges as the governor of Massachusetts. He gave Planned Parenthood a permanent seat on a state health board. This is all after he claims a pro-life conversion. He bragged that he would continue to defend abortion rights after he claimed a pro-life conversion. So he's a fraud, but so many pro-life Republicans, you said National Right to Life, basically supported Mitt Romney when their general counsel, James Bopp, he was on the Romney campaign committee.
Bob, Focus on the Family here in our state said that they have so much in common
with Mitt Romney.
Tom Minnery never once exposed Mitt Romney. James Dobson said he's a man who, quote, pro-family voters could vote for. You're the largest Christian pro-family organization in the country.
Yeah,
didn't necessarily endorse Mitt Romney, although I would consider that statement endorsement. But they watched his record.
Sure,
and
they
doing so lied
right.
to millions of Christians, Bob.
And
it's unconscionable.
Greg, of course, whatever they tell the IRS, of course they're endorsing Mitt Romney when they say pro-family voters could support Romney. We are so similar. All this is documented. You could even see the video. You could see and read these things at pro-life. profiles.com. Just click on Romney's face, the profile sketch of Mitt Romney, and you could see it all. So Mitt Romney single-handedly instituted homosexual marriage, same-sex marriage in Massachusetts.
Yeah, he wasn't forced to. There was no court order.
Right.
He did it on his own.
Exactly.
By the way, illegally, with having it, not that it could ever be legal in the eyes of God.
Right, right. It's all documented. It was all documented. He did it single-handedly, with no court order ordering him to do anything whatsoever. And you said it at Focus on the Family, their vice president of public policy, Tom Minnery, said, we are so similar to Mitt Romney. The video's there. It's on YouTube. And they've never retracted these things.
Going back to Donald Trump, so what does this have to do with Donald Trump? In my opinion, Donald Trump knows the Republican Party, the base, the establishment, the National Right to Life and the Family Research Council and the Focus on the Family, the people on the Republican slave plantation, we are so compromised.
Yeah.
We are so easy. We're the cheapest date in town.
Yeah,
as Steve
that's right.
says,
Greg,
we just want to get the Letterman's jacket and wear it around town.
Yeah,
we'll
Greg,
do anything for a seat at the
you
table.
You got it right. And Mitt Romney used a lot of his money to buy off supposedly Christian pro-family groups who had opposed him until they got his money.
That's
and
right.
Then suddenly he's a pro-life hero. And by the way, at National Right to Life, you know, Pro-Life Profiles has had the Wanda Franz profile up for some time now. And this weekend, she was unceremoniously replaced as the president of National Right to Life. And Jill Stanek on her blog describes it this way, Greg. She wrote, National Right to Life has made a big directional change, and hopefully it will be for the better. And she says they unceremoniously booted Wanda Franz out, voted in a new president, and never even thanked Wanda Franz in their press release or on their website. So there's something going on at National Right to Life.
Well, maybe Wanda Franz had a change of heart once she read your pro-life profile.
I could wish, but I don't imagine. I don't imagine. But, you know, at CWA also, Pro-Life Profiles has a profile of Concerned Women for America, Wendy Wright. And a couple months after that went up, Wendy was passed over for the CEO of CWA, and that went to Penny Young Nance.
Well, wouldn't it be great if you could get in touch with Miss Franz and have her on the show? I'm sure now that she's no longer with the organization, she might be more amenable to talking publicly.
Well, you know, when Planned Parenthood's CEO here in Colorado, was it their CEO? She was booted out, and she actually contacted us, Greg, us pro-lifers, and she gave us the home address of one of the Planned Parenthood officials, inviting us to go protest him at his home because of how much hatred she had for another official. Is that just bizarre or what?
It is bizarre.
You know, hatred trumps everything. Hatred trumps money, politics, everything.
Well, that's why Jesus, exactly right, compared it to murder.
Yeah, yeah, what a great point. Thank you, Greg Jackson. Appreciate you, brother. God bless you. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYAR, if you'd like some of our Bible study resources, our topical videos, and check out our website, kgov.com. And there's updates at Pro-Life Profile, so check those out, too. May God bless you.